fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here, our second hour on Monday, the 9th day of October. The prep tip today is to get your gas mask, body armor, night vision, and thermal imaging now while you can. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training in rifles, pistols, and first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone number, which will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon, is 417-718-2597. Good morning, Sam. You're on mute, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Good to have you with us. I understand your mother passed away last week. I'm sorry to hear that. She was a great lady, and she was my pistol student, wasn't she?
That's true. I forgot about that. You actually trained her in a number of things. I think defensive driving as well.
Oh, yes. Yes, that was a hoot. Your mother was driving this Jaguar sedan, and she was the most competitive of all the students. She was not going to lose. We used to stopwatch to go through the course that I set up, and she was determined to beat everybody. That was a fun day.
I think that probably defines her. You know, a lot of people may or may not know this about my mom's side of the family, but 4 men immigrated from Ireland, 4 brothers. My grandfather on my mom's side, her dad was one of them. They were all professional soccer players. And one of them, my mom's uncle, Harry Keogh, coached St. Louis University to 3 Division I national championships in soccer, pretty much started the soccer craze in St. Louis, Missouri, and was also captain of the U.S. Olympic team in 1950. There's actually a movie about it. It's kind of an interesting, very competitive group of men. And when they came to America, their last name was Mick Keogh, M-C-K-E-O-U-G-H. And I guess at Ellis Island, they convinced them to drop the M-C and just go with Keogh, K-E-O-U-G-H. So that was her maiden name. It was Patricia Ellen Keogh.
Amazing. Well, My great-grandfather was a plumber who came here from Ireland, and that's my heritage. Well, we're sorry for your loss. It was no surprise. Your mother had chronic issues for years, and she went on longer than most women with our men, as far as I'm concerned, with a very serious condition. But
yeah, it's when you're over the age of 70, you usually don't last on dialysis for more than 2.5 to 3 years, and I think it was almost 6 for her. I mean, she just fought, and very competitive, very tough woman. And a lot of people don't know this. Her and Phyllis Schlafly were very, very good friends. And Phyllis was the gal that single-handedly defeated the Equal Rights Amendment back in the 70s. She was a very conservative woman that owned and ran Eagle Forum, that organization. And my mother worked and raised money for and with Eagle Forum for years. And her and Phyllis were involved in a number of political strategies and issues and just battled. They were tough, competitive people that weren't going to let America go down the tubes.
Absolutely. Well, I knew Phyllis, and I didn't know they worked that closely together, but I knew that they knew each other. Well, her passing is a game changer for a lot of things, but God bless her. She was quite a gal, and she will be sorely missed. Well, Sam, Saturday we had the beginning of war in the Middle East.
Yes.
And I don't know if you share my concern. My concern is that the hundreds of jihadist cells in the United States will be activated. So far, they haven't been, to my knowledge, but they could do a lot of damage, couldn't they, sir?
Certainly can. You know, we have some very large foreign networks in this country that people are not aware of. We have tens, if not hundreds of thousands of Muslim radicals in the United States. We have almost 500,000 Chinese spies here in the United States. We have not done a very good job of protecting the United States. And that falls square on the CIA, the NSA, our other 19 intelligence agencies, and the Biden administration, the Trump administration, the Bush administration, the Obama administration, right? There has been a real lack of discernment, a real lack of motivation. I honestly think a second agenda by the people that are wholly responsible for protecting us from these elements, and they have not done their job. So we could pay the price at any time.
Absolutely, we could. You and I and our listeners aren't going to change these major geopolitical matters. All we can change is our own behavior and our own level of preparedness, right?
That's exactly right. You know, it doesn't do you any good to worry about things that are outside of your control. What does do good is to strengthen yourself as an individual, help your family members be healthier and stronger and more skilled, and to not waste resources. I've said this maybe 50 times on this show. It's a quote from Major General Hollingsworth: amateur study tactics, professional study logistics. What does that mean? That means that the first person to run out of food, water, or ammunition loses the battle. And we should be focusing on fundamentals. Some people say beans and bullets. But honestly, it's food, water, and ammunition. And also having first aid skills. Knowing what to do when someone is hurt or shot or injured. You know, all of these basic life skills. How do you grow your own food? How do you preserve food? How do you filter water? These are questions. If you don't know the answers to these questions, I have a question for you. What in the H have you been doing for the last 10 years? And it's always arrogance that gets people, right? We do this drill called the humility drill in the enhanced urban vehicle course. And I don't want to give away the whole drill because it's designed to create an emotional experience for the student. But the very the very existence of this thought pattern that says I can do something that I cannot do under stress. The drill is designed to expose that flaw in the student. And our instructors run this drill, they don't miss. It's from about 85 yards to about 27, 30 yards. We put you behind various barricades. But our instructors will run this drill in less than a minute and a half, shooting over 28 aim shots, and they will not miss. Our students, we give them lots of extra ammo, and generally speaking, they don't get to the second to last position of cover before they're out of ammo. And there's a reason for that, and it's called arrogance. And we talk about that in the course. It's your choices that you make. We had a very interesting dynamic this weekend in the urban vehicle course. A guy that had less skill, less time to practice, runs his own company. He shot, and he reached a certain point and ran out of ammo. And then we had a young guy who may be the best student we've ever had at the Freedom Center. And he ran the drill, and he died at exactly the same spot the less skilled person did. So it's not about how good are your guns, how skilled are you. It has nothing to do with it. It has to do with the choices you make. That's what determines whether you live or die. It's about the decisions you make on the fly. So you have two people, very disparate skill levels, and they both die in exactly the same spot in the drill. And that's because they both lack the humility to make certain choices. And I'm not giving the whole thing away, but that's why we call it the humility drill. Objectivity and humility are number one. And if you're one of these people that tell yourself, oh, this can never happen to me, I'm an American, you must have missed Ferguson. You must have missed Baltimore. You must have missed Cleveland. You must have missed the riots in L.A. You must have missed a lot of things going on in America if you think you're safe just because you're an American.
Roger that. Well, our job this morning is to educate and inform people. It's our listeners' job to make a decision that will help their families, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't freeze dry food for you. I might be able to build you a rifle that's really accurate, but I can't freeze dry food for you. I can't convince you to store some water indoors. I can't convince you to dig a well or to put solar panels up so they can't turn your electricity off, right? I can't make you build an EMP can, right, for your valuable electronics, particularly tactical lights and batteries and chargers. But maybe I can convince you to start preparing for harder times, because we had this thing called the Great Depression in the U.S. I mean, we've had hard times in this country. And, you know, great men build prosperous times. Prosperous times make for lazy men. And lazy men lead to hard times. So understand the cycle and understand where we're at. The greatest generation is almost gone. We have a generation of young men. More than half of them are raised by their mothers, not even raised by men. And more than half of them have absolutely no idea how to handle a weapon, how to defend anything other than their cell phone. Think about this, folks. This country is very vulnerable, and whoever wants to take advantage of it, it's probably smart enough to pick a time like this to do it. So think hard about whether or not you want to be the canary in the mine shaft, or whether or not you want to have enough resources and enough skills to move on to the next phase.
All right. Well, tell us about the training this weekend. How many students and how did they do?
Well, the students did really, really well. We had an urban vehicle tactical class. This is a 3-day course. We start off the course by shooting over your head. You're placed behind a berm at 300 yards that's over 30 feet thick with clay. And we shoot 9mm, 45s, 223s, 308s, 338 Lapuas, 50 BMG. We shoot these things about 7 feet, 8 feet over the top of your head. Of course, you're in no danger because you're completely protected by a berm in a pit. But when a bullet flies 10 feet from your head, you get to hear things that you've never heard before. You get to hear the supersonic crack or snap of a 223, and you get to hear the much louder crack or snap of a 308, and the even dramatically louder crack of a 338 and 50 cal. They don't sound the same. So you learn to recognize, if you're not hit with a bullet first, you learn to recognize what someone is shooting at you. You hear the whir of the 9mm, which isn't supersonic by the time it flies over your head. You also get to hear the muzzle blast. So you hear the crack of the bullet, which a rifle is. It reaches you before the muzzle blast. So you hear the snap of something that sounds similar to a firecracker very close to your head. And then you hear the boom of the muzzle blast. And then we do the same weapons again suppressed. So you hear what it sounds like when someone shoots a suppressed rifle at you. And then you go to 600 yards distance and get behind a berm. And we do the same thing all over again. And you get to hear the difference in the timing of the crack and the boom. And this type of technique, and then with the lecture that you get in the classroom, you now have the ability to determine within 50 yards probably how far away the shooter is. And if they shoot twice and you get a good direction, it's pretty easy to find the shooter. It's a very important skill to have, and that's how we open the Urban Vehicle Tactical class. Then we work on how to shoot from behind cover, different positions, how to not to expose your arm, your shoulder, your heart, your lungs when you're shooting from behind cover. We show you different positions and techniques. We shoot through windshields from inside cars. We show you how the bullets jump. We run from cover to cover. We teach you how to clear cover. All of these things. And it's a great class. Students have more fun in this class because it's very active. There's a lot of movement. You start working with a teammate in the class and start working as a team. You start learning about communication and teamwork, hand signals, all this kind of stuff.
All right. Well, we're nearing the end of the training season. There's classes left. We have some openings, I hope, I assume.
There are a few classes left. Let me take a look here. I know coming up this week, we have a junction bleed class on Thursday. There's still openings in that. We have a junction bleed class on Friday. There's probably two openings in that. Let me see what else. We have the combat medic course, which is this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. So if you've had the basic class and the urban vehicle tactical course, then you've had the prerequisites to take the combat medic course. That is a great class. I did talk to Jake and contacted our other instructor yesterday. We have a SARC coming in to teach. That's a Special Forces Amphibious Reconnaissance Corpsman. This guy's a badass with weapons, and he's a badass doctor. They are really, really skilled guys. And then, of course, the other guy, Jake, just happens to be the top medic guy at the SEER School for the Air Force. We got two really high-end guys coming in to teach this combat medic course. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right.
And we're on our break.
We have a break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
The secret to aging like fine wine is in the vines. Syrah grape seeds and skins contain high levels of flavonoids and resveratrol. Fermentation breaks these organic compounds down into smaller molecules, penetrating these therapeutic ingredients deeper into the skin, delivering faster and more effective results. Our handmade fermented skincare products are formulated with all natural ingredients and do not contain any phthalates or parabens. Similar products can cost as much as $180. At Natural Earth Medicine, we source our ingredients from local Arizona vineyards and cold process our oils to ensure that our customers receive the highest quality product in its purest form. Learn more at our website and try our fermented skincare products today. Visit naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM. That's where you need it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question. The only question that matters.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. My Columbus Day sale of Energy Cleaners is in effect right now until midnight tonight. $25 off Energy Cleaners, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. This is Firearms Monday with Sam Anders, the proprietor of Freedom Training USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, and first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. Excellent video there to teach you how to properly clean your rifle. Sam will answer the telephone beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. Let's continue with the courses available, Sam.
Okay, we've got the Junction Bleed class Friday the 13th. We've got the Combat Medic course the 14th and 15th. On October 20th at 2 p.m., We have a precision reloading course. We'll have a number of people in that course. We haven't done a lot of those this year. And then on October 21st and 22nd, we have the last long-range 1,000-yard shooting course of the year. That's October 21st and 22nd. Then in November, we have an enhanced marksmanship tactical rifle course. And on November 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th, November 16th through the 19th, we have the last basic tactical handgun and rifle course. And then the final course of the year on our public schedule is December 2nd and December 3rd will be the final advanced one tactical course of the year. That's December 2nd and 3rd. And that will wrap it up for Sam and training in 2023.
All right.
And I think I'm going to go spearfishing after that, John.
Okay. What location would that be to go spearfishing?
Somewhere in the Caribbean.
All right. Warm water.
Possibly, yes. Definitely warm water. I love the Kaysal Bank. A lot of people don't even know where that is, but it's an amazing place to spearfish. It's like Dr. Doolittle Land. You see manta rays with 18-foot wingspans and leatherback turtles that look like they're the size of Volkswagens. It's kind of a cool place.
Yeah. Well, I'm scheduled to do a private consultation in the Dominican Republic. It's going to be in the middle of winter, I hope.
Yes.
Time to be away from here. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, moving on from there, we need to remind people, the video at your website at freedomtrain.net will teach you how to properly clean your rifle. You may think you know. Maybe you're a veteran. Maybe you were trained by the NRA. But unless you see this video, you really don't know how to clean your rifle properly, do you?
No, you need to know how to get all three types of fouling out of a rifle. There's hard carbon, there's copper fouling, and there's powder fouling. Not necessarily in that order, but you need to know how to get all of them out. You also need to know how to transition smoothly from your rifle to your pistol. We have a video of a young student doing that. We also have a video of how we modify our Glocks to make them much better pistols for combat and self-defense. So there's four videos up there now, and I got to get that sling video up. It's just with the family issues and being behind on the gun builds and everything and the parts being delayed. It's been a mess this year. 2024 has got to be a cleaner year than 2023. I'm just telling you.
Well, 2024 will be the end of this multi-year legal issue, won't it?
It sure will. We have a scheduling order. The trial is in late March. We should have a decision by the end of April and be done with it. So pretty excited about that.
It's been a real ordeal to deal with this for all these years, and a very expensive ordeal. And it's expensive, and our listeners have helped a lot, my listeners and Doug Hagman's listeners. There's
yes.
a panel at my website to make a donation to Freedom Center for the Legal Defense, and we still need those donations, don't we, Sam?
Yeah, we need them now more than ever. We kind of were in a lull this summer because there wasn't a lot going on. But once we got the scheduling order in place, the other side hired a bunch of expert witnesses. They're gonna try and get all these expert witnesses to convince the judge that they're not thieves. That ought to be interesting. But we have to do a bunch of depositions, and each deposition's probably $1,500.
Yeah, baby. That's it. Yeah, heads up. Yeah. This is our bottom of the hour break. Call number is 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee.
Hemppaste.com/RBN. Free shipping on orders over $50. See the banners for hemp paste at republicbroadcasting.org and visit hemppaste.com/RBN.
John Moore's private consultations are the most comprehensive services available any place, anywhere in the world. They're available now and provide valuable knowledge and information that protects an individual, family, or group. We provide clarity, focus, and information for you and your associates for any situation. We have just the right knowledge, just the right information from just the right professionals. Schedule your consultation for your family or group now. Contact us at thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Once again, thelibertyman.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're going to sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by the Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner Columbus Day sale is in effect until midnight tonight. $25 off energy clearance, 25% off mattress pads, and an additional 5% off the entire order if you use PayPal. You can order right there at my website using PayPal at thelibertyman.com or call my toll-free hotline, 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training with rifles, pistols, and first aid in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri. The website is freedomtrain.net. What direction would you like to go next, Sam?
Well, I think it's important to talk a little bit about ammunition selection. We haven't talked about that in a while.
Yes.
And when we shoot through glass, we have students bringing hollow point ammunition to shoot through glass. And the reason we do it is because when you shoot through a windshield, it's a lamination. Everybody thinks the bullet is going to go through the windshield and deflect down because of the angle of the windshield, when in fact it does the exact opposite. It actually deflects up. And we want you to see how much your bullet deflects up when you shoot through glass, particularly a windshield. That way, if anyone ever approaches the front of your vehicle with a weapon, you know how to deal with them and do it effectively. And so that's one of the elements we train you on how to defend yourself in and around a vehicle. And the ammunition you choose matters. A lot of people like the 147 grain for the 9mm, or they like the 230 grain for the 45 ACP, or maybe they're carrying a 40 Smith & Wesson semi-auto, and for that they like the 180 grain. Well, I can tell you for personal defense, in most situations, those are on the heavy side of what's available. And what you really want to defend your life is a bullet that's on the light side of what's available, and also see if you can find or hand load something at a plus P pressure. So why do we want a lighter, faster bullet of a higher pressure over a slower, heavier bullet shot with lower pressure? There's a couple reasons. One is the recoil is slightly less with the lighter plus P bullet, so you get less muzzle rise. But more importantly, we need to understand what the bullet does to the target. So if you have a threat, a human threat, or even an animal threat, a heavy bullet from a handgun will tend to hit the target, poke a hole in it, not expand very much, and keep on going and exit the target, and maybe put a lot of its energy in a wall or a tree or the ground or maybe an innocent person. That's not a very desirable scenario. So what we want when we choose ammunition is a bullet that has a large hollow point on it that will dramatically fragment when it hits a threat, and that will create a very large temporary wound cavity rather than poke a small hole. So imagine an arrow with no broadhead on it being shot through a target. It just goes right through. And it destroys everything about the diameter of the arrow because it has no broadhead, but that's it. Now you take a very light fragmenting plus P handgun round. It goes into the target, and about 2.5 inches inside, it starts to expand, and then it starts to break up, and there's no exit wound at all. And there's this huge area, the shape of a Hershey's Kiss, laying on its side, maybe 8 inches in diameter, of bruised and damaged tissue from the shock wave of that bullet grenading inside the target. It's that shock wave that saves your life. It's that shock wave that runs into a CNS area, or what we call a central nervous system area, that deters the threat from continuing to act. It's what shuts the guy down. And so understanding that you need light, fast, plus P ammunition for your handguns, very, very important. Now, all handguns are not rated for plus P ammunition. So we do need to make sure, do a little investigation on the handgun that we chose, make sure that it is rated for plus P or higher pressured ammunition, okay? That's an important thing. But take a look at your ammo and see what you have, and maybe think about making a change if you don't have a light plus P round.
All right. That's outstanding information. Sam, I'm reading here that the Israeli Minister of National Security yesterday, here's a quote. Today I directed the Firearms Licensing Division to go on an emergency operation in order to allow as many citizens as possible to arm themselves. Many Israelis are not armed. Owning a firearm in Israel is not a right. It's a privilege. They can't even buy as much ammunition as they want without special permission either. So now they're saying that within a week, every Israeli that wants to be armed can be armed. It's a bit late to be doing it, don't you think, sir?
Yeah, too little, too late. You know, it's disgusting that people allow the government to take their God-given rights from them. They willingly give them up. Australians have done it. Brits have done it. The Israelis have done it. They're all going to regret it. I'm not doing it, right?
Already have.
Yeah.
We have a caller and holder. Go ahead. If you got
go ahead. It looks like we got David on the line.
David in Washington. Good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning, John. Good morning, Sam. Love your show. Been listening for about a year or so, so just love everything you guys have to say and teach. And my just my little spiel here is with all the people coming across our borders, I just want to encourage everyone to get some firearms training immediately or at the latest as soon as possible, and just encourage you all to take a look at what John has to offer, and also especially what Sam has to offer at the Freedom Center, and at least take that four-day basic course. You won't regret it.
Oh, thank you, David. Yeah, that's a really good piece of advice, just to learn the mechanics of the weapons you have and learn the details of how to handle them efficiently and like a professional. It's an important thing I think everyone should try and do at some point.
Absolutely, so, David. Yeah, thank you for your call, David. Our next call is Dan Sutterfield, my friend Dan. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sam, I guess this is directed primarily at you. You're talking about bullets and high velocity and things like that. I came across a type of bullet that's on the market. I think it's probably only in loaded ammunition. And I may have talked about this to John, but it's been so long ago I can't remember. This is a copper polymer bullet. It's, for all practical purposes, a round nose, except it's got three flutes that are cut into it at a slight angle, and it's quite a light bullet for its size, no matter what caliber you get it in, and
who's the manufacturer?
Higher velocity. I was wondering how that fits into your category of light hollow point bullet.
Who's the manufacturer of it?
Oh, buddy, I can't think of it. It's got a three-letter acronym, a copper polymer bullet, high velocity, CRX, I don't remember. I apologize. Have you heard of that?
The ARX, Ruger self-defense
ammo? ARX, I believe that's it. Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, I think that those are good things, right? And let me explain why we like the lighter bullets in the handgun. We talked a little bit about the temporary wound cavity that creates is bigger, right?
Oh,
okay. Here's the interesting thing about a short-barreled handgun. Generally speaking, you have to have a really fast-burning powder because you only got 3.5 to 5 inches of barrel length, right? So the question from an engineering perspective is how do we make energy, right, with such a short barrel? Okay, and so here's how the equation for energy works. It's mass times velocity squared. Okay, so if you double the mass of a bullet going 1,000 feet a second, you double its energy. But if you double the mass, or let's say you double the speed of a bullet, then you square the increase in speed. It has a squared effect in energy, right? And so when you understand the mathematics and the physics of it all, speed becomes more important for delivering energy to stop a threat. It's easier to make energy through speed than it is to make energy through mass, through increasing mass. So think of getting hit by a semi-truck at half a mile an hour. That's probably not going to sting. It's probably just going to feel more like a gentle push, right? Now, think of a ping pong ball going 2,000 miles an hour and hitting your forehead.
That's smart.
That's going to really, really, really hurt. And it just so happens that at a given pressure, let's say you're talking about a plus P 9mm at 24,000 PSI, right? Let's get really specific. If I shoot a 147 grain bullet through that 9mm, about the most energy I can make is 390 to 400 foot-pounds, depending on the barrel length, right? Now, at 24,000 PSI, that's all the energy I'm delivering to the target. Now, if we drop that bullet weight from 147 down to 100 grains, and we load that round to a pressure of 24,000 PSI, identical pressure to the 147, it just so happens, we make almost 450 foot-pounds of energy. So that's a pretty significant increase in energy delivered to the target. And the physics of it all is that handguns are marginal on stopping people anyway. So the more energy you can get out of a handgun round and the better bullet performance you can get, you're way better off. You can make more energy with a light, fast bullet in a 9mm than you can with a slow, heavy one. Corban makes, a 165 grain hollow point for the 45 ACP. What a fantastically devastating round out of a 45. It is much more effective at stopping a human threat than a 230 grain hollow point. It's just the physics of how we make energy, and velocity matters a little more than extra weight of the bullet. And that's why we like the lighter, faster bullets in the handguns. Now, in the rifles, if we're talking about long-range shooting, a heavier bullet with a bow tail may deliver more energy at 1,000 yards than a lighter bullet. But for handguns, generally fired at close range, it's the opposite, because we don't have the 1,000 yards of aerodynamic drag of the atmosphere in play with the handgun. And so as you look at what ammunition you choose, I'll give you an example. I use a 90 grain, I hand load a 90 grain 9mm hollow point at plus P pressures for my defensive rounds. And I'm making almost 550 foot-pounds of energy. It is a devastating 9mm round. Now, on my 308, my short-barreled 308 semi-auto that I have next to my bed, I have a 110 VMAX. My longer-barreled 308 semi-auto, my sniper weapon system, I have a 176 ATIP. Okay, because it's designed to work at a different range than that short-barreled AR-10. So you have to look at what range you plan on operating that weapon in and optimize your bullet weight for being effective at stopping a human threat. And that's really the way to do it, is look at the range. If it's short range, light and fast. If it's long range, you're going to want something that's very slick, has a very high drag coefficient, and carries its energy a long way.
Sounds good. I believe the brand name is Inceptor, and it's ARX ammo. And the velocity is quite a bit higher than anything else on the market.
I'm reading an article here. They're going to have 9mm and 40 available soon. Right now they have 380 auto and 45 ACP. So the 380 auto ammo, compare this light, fast bullet to the energy of your current 380, if you own one, is 1,315 feet per second with a 56 grain bullet in the 380.
Yep.
That's 215 foot-pounds of energy. The 45 ACP has a 118 grain bullet at 1,300 feet per second for 448 foot-pounds. So for the 380, if you're not a hand loader, I would say that's probably a pretty good choice. But for the 45 ACP, 448 foot-pounds is not that much. You can do a plus P 185 hollow point and get over 550 foot-pounds with the right powder, something like reloader or like RL7, something in that burn rate. You can do better than their product in 45 ACP, but the 380 looked pretty stout. You know what I mean? And we'll have to see what
anything on the market as far as foot pounds and velocity. Also, when the 9 is available.
Yeah, well, we'll have to see what they come up with in the 9. But I can tell you, they've got a hill to climb. They better load it. Do a better job loading their 9 than they did their 45 ACP because Corban is getting 450 foot-pounds out of their 9mm rounds. And so they're going to have to come up with a plus P round to compete with some of the stuff that's already out there.
Okay. All right. I appreciate you going through that. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks for the call. Call number is 512-248-8252. Well, I'm really looking forward to this lawsuit being over and the plans that have been made up, the blueprints for the tower and everything, can finally be implemented. It's been a long haul, hasn't it, Sam?
Oh, it really has. I could tell you that. Yeah, and good news this week. I ordered an antenna tower for my worldwide communication station 3 years ago. And they told me it would be done in 3 months. Well, on Saturday, they called me. Oh, we got a break. We'll talk about it.
We'll hear about this after the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas.
The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape.
Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of,
But we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, Sam, let's continue where we left off.
Well, I think we were talking about the ARX bullets, the Inceptor. Right. Apparently, the manufacturer is claiming that the way that they move fluid in the body, accelerating it by the shape of the grooves in the nose of the bullet, make it more effective as a defensive round. I watched some videos of it in gel, being shot into ballistic gelatin on the break, and it's definitely more effective than a full metal jacket bullet. I don't know that I like the profile in the ballistic gelatin as much as I like some of the other rounds that we've tested and seen. So, yeah, I think the jury's still out on that one.
Okay. All right. Well, let's move on from there. What direction would you like to go next?
Well, I think since the weather's starting to change, I think it's a good time to get your defensive weapons out, clean them thoroughly, lubricate them properly. If you live in a cold area, we recommend you use an OW-20 synthetic oil. You can find a quart of OW-20 synthetic Mobil 1 at Walmart for about $8, maybe $9, depending on where you're at. That will lubricate all of your guns for 5 years. You'll never have to buy gun oil. We don't recommend buying gun oil. I'd much rather see you use a very high quality, full synthetic, 0W20 if you're in cold weather. If you're in really cold weather, there's a company called Brock's Performance. They sell a very high-end oil called Less Than Zero. If you're in super cold weather, I would highly recommend you take a look at that. If you're in Texas, Florida, southern Oklahoma, Arizona, New Mexico, and you don't get days below, say, 35, 40 degrees typically, you may want to just use a 10W30 lubricant. If you're in the desert, though, where it's windy and stuff gets blown around, look at a dry loop system. We'll talk about that after the break.
After the break, we'll be right back.
Gilad Atzmon says the essence of Jewish power is the ability to prevent the discussion of Jewish power.
Jewish power requires anybody in politics to understand it and know about it, but never talk about it.
My Awakening really sums up with the very best evidence, the facts and the truth about race, and the fact that race drives history, and the truth about the Jewish question.
The younger you get, the greater the percentage of people who identify as alphabet soup, you know, LGBTQ, RS.
This woman, she's like, oh yeah, I identify as a koala 2 years ago. And I'm like, what?
A koala?
What? Maybe if it was Quickie Koala, that might be cool, but otherwise, I don't.
How about an N-word pass? Have you ever received an N-word pass from any of your black friends?
Biden invited a drag queen to come for the signing of the Respect for Marriage Act. It's the Respect for Anal Sex Act. So, yeah, I mean, let's just call it like it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show.
Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.